Well, in trending entertainment news, yesterday, Steve, you were trending on The Shade Room and on Twitter after an old interview resurfaced of you saying that men and women can't be friends or they can't even have a platonic relationship, okay? Take a listen.
But my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, come on.
Because you have a wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because, look, okay, let's get rid of this myth right here. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Let's get rid of this right here. You're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
Because we're guys. And you think most men think this way?
99.9% of us think that way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm perfectly comfortable with that. I'm fine with it. I can trend, you know, but they need content. They ain't gotta. I stand by that. Okay, cool.
So what I'm asking you, Steve, have times changed? You still feel that way? You said you stand by it, but have times changed now?
Because a lot of great debate about men and women being friends,
being
right?
friends.
Okay,
you know, especially when they're married and everything.
Okay.
I don't see how that works.
What do you
mean? Don't see how that works. I can't see how you're married. And a female can call your house and you sitting up there talking to her on the phone and you got a wife. How does that work?
Plenty of people do that.
I got
that,
friends
though.
That are married, yeah. though, that are opposite sex. You can't have that?
What you mean?
I mean, I got friends that are married, that are opposite sex. I don't have nothing to do with them.
Wait a minute. What you mean you got friends that's married or the opposite
like,
sex?
I have some friends. I have some female friends that they're married. But there's no interest. We just friends.
She fine?
Not all of them. Some of them are.
Well, maybe we throwing the word friendship around too loosely. Some of them are.
Where
you get all these damn friends from? How? Who got all them many damn friends?
But wait a minute. We know what a friend is.
And that's another thing. Why you think I can't have more than one friend? You always say that, Tommy. We don't never see you with the same friend.
So you got, let me ask you, how many friends you think you have? Just off a number. How many friends you think you have?
Are you talking male or female?
I'm talking
male,
to Tommy.
Period.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
for all your friends
I probably
total,
got really, really a true good four or five friends. That's about it.
And how many of them is women?
None of them. Not true like that.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Are you making his case on point right now, Tommy?
I'm just not trying to say.
Let's ask Junior. He's not married, but...
Okay, well, ask Junior then.
What do you think, Junior?
No, I really can't be your friend and you fine. No, because that's not what I'll be thinking about.
Because what?
That's not what I'm going to be thinking about. I'm not going to be thinking about being your friend. You know, I'm thinking about being your lover.
But even that's if different. She puts you in the friend zone, you're still
And like
trying-
I said, I'm going to wait. As soon as there's a slip up, I'm going to wait. I'm going to listen to the whole story. What he did what to you? Girl, he don't even know what you did. Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I don't know many men who can pull that off. Mm-hmm. Your friends, Tommy has four friends. He just said all of them men.
Yeah. All right, Steve. We got to move on. Hot topic right there. Mm. All right. Time for today's headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you very much. And good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. The State Department's ordering some non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave over concerns for their safety. The State Department says the job now is to find alternatives to the medevac capabilities and other security services that the U.S. military has been providing the staff up there at the State Department. Washington's also, you know, preparing to get the remaining U.S. forces out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Centers for Disease Control relaxing its guidelines for wearing masks outdoors. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says the fact that so many people have received the anti-COVID serum has changed things for the better.
If you are fully vaccinated and want to attend a small outdoor gathering with people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, or dine at an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple households, The science shows if you are vaccinated, you can do so safely unmasked.
Well, nevertheless, health officials are still urging people to remain vigilant since we're still living with a pandemic and since more contagious forms of the virus are still spreading and since a lot of Americans have not gotten any kind of vaccine and won't do it and won't wear masks. In Elizabeth City, North Carolina, the family of the late Andrew Brown, calling his killing by police an execution after reviewing the results of an independent autopsy. Brown, who was unarmed, shot and killed as he tried to drive away from cops who wanted to apprehend him on a drug related search and arrest warrant. Brown's son, Khalil Farabee, says his father was shot five times, but with a kill shot, execution style, to the back of the head, even though he was being sought for a nonviolent crime.
Those three gunshots to the arm, that weren't enough? That weren't enough? It's obvious he was trying to get away. It's obvious.
Meanwhile, early that day across the border in Virginia, another unarmed black man was killed by white cops. He was on the phone to the 911 dispatcher. Isaiah Brown, no relation to Andrew Brown, was shot 10 times by cops who thought his phone was a weapon. All seven of them have been suspended. At last report, Isaiah Brown's fighting for his life. Policing practices across the nation coming under scrutiny in the wake of George Floyd's and Breonna Taylor's murders. Amber Geiger, the former Texas cop who murdered a black accountant named Botham Jean in October 2019, she wants out of jail. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. A panel of three judges heard her lawyer's argument for appeal yesterday. We'll see how it turned out. Scrabble's about to clean up its act, no longer allowing racial, ethnic slurs or curse words.
Ay, caramba. Ay, caramba.
That's the way it's going to be. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.